Randy can't be in two places at once. Randy's out at Kearney. He's over on sister station KTNC tonight, where Ball City Sacred Heart is taking on Potter Dix in a Class D2 district final. The Irish are running away from the Potter Dix Coyotes at halftime by a score of 42-24. Sacred Heart 42, Potter Dix 24. That was a halftime score out at Kearney Catholic tonight. I am here in Auburn, Nebraska, home of the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs are taking on the Lincoln Lutheran Warriors in this Class C1 district final. Bulldog fans, you know the story. Auburn has been to the state tournament each of the last 4 years. They've won the C1 state championship 3 years in a row. Last year, a heartbreaking loss at the buzzer in the championship game to Ashley Greenwood. Tonight, they try to punch their ticket back to the C1 state tournament beginning next week. They take on the squad from Lincoln Lutheran. The Warriors beat Auburn 52-51 back on February 9th. Basketball game. It was 21-21 at halftime. The Bulldogs get up in the third quarter, and then it was Lincoln Lutheran come back to outscore the Bulldogs by 10 points in quarter number four and get the one-point victory. Auburn comes into the game ranked number six in Class C1 at 18-6 for Coach Jim Weeks, while Lincoln Lutheran is 18-7. They are ranked fifth in Class D1. This could be a terrific ball game here tonight at Auburn, and the Bulldogs are very happy to be at home to host Lincoln Lutheran after losing to them at Lincoln back on the dime. Now, what is going on here? We've got the teams. We've got the captains meeting in midcourt. The teams are out warming up, and we got quite a bit of time here before we get to all the pregame festivities, but we've got a lot going on I want to take some time to tell you about. So right now we'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and give you a little bit of a rundown of what's going on the rest of this week as far as girls' state tournament play. That's coming up in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Pulling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. And take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Auburn High School, let's tell you what's going on this week. The rest of the week after this was over tonight, tomorrow night it is girls' state tournament basketball action. The Johnson Brock Eagles will be in action tomorrow night in Class D1. The Eagles, 21-5 on the year, ranked number 7. They're the 6th seed in the D1 state tournament. They'll take on number 3 ranked, number 3 seed, Hardington Cedar Catholic. They're 20-6 on the year. 5 p.m. That's the scheduled tip time for the second game of the session, so it could be a little late, but you never know. I had a chance to visit with Coach Mitchell Atkinson today about the Johnson Brock season and what he's expecting to go on to the state tournament. You'll hear that prior to tip-off tomorrow night up at Lincoln. Then on Thursday morning, number one ranked, number one seed, Fall City Sadie Hart girl in Class D2 will take on the number eight Layton squad. Layton is 18-5. They are ranked 8 and seeded 8 in the state tournament. So we'll be covering Johnson Brock and Fall City Sadie Hart girls at the state tournament coming up on this weekend, Wednesday, hopefully through Saturday. Next week, we know we're going to be at the state tournament for the boys. Congratulations to Johnson Brock, Coach Lucas Dollinghouse and his squad. They picked up a big win last night as they qualified for the D1 state tournament last night with a big win over Sandy Creek. We'll follow Johnson Brock on Sunny 101.3 as well. Sadie Hart is winning big out at Kearney tonight over Potter Dix in their district final. And we're hoping to get Auburn to win here tonight and see what we can get three teams up there to cover for the boys' state tournament next week. Both teams have left the floor here at Auburn to go in and get their final instructions from the coaches. For Auburn, they are looking for their 27th state tournament appearance if they can win here tonight. Coach Jim Weeks, in his seventh year as head coach of the Auburn Bulldogs, 161 wins, 34 losses, winning better than 82% of his games, three state titles, and a second-place finish in those first 6 years. Coach Weeks has 583 career wins, winning 75.9%. He's won six state titles here, three here at Auburn and at Beatrice. Lincoln Lutheran, they're looking for just their second trip to the state tournament. They last made it in 2008, and they've got high hopes for the contest tonight. We'll take another two-minute break, be back, and look at the starting lineups between Lincoln Lutheran and the Auburn Bulldogs coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Beck & Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck & Call of Fall City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck & Call LLC in Fall City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck & Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck & Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gaber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Auburn, let's get a look at the starting lineup for tonight's ball game. First of all, for the visitors, from Lincoln Lutheran, for Coach Jess Bowen. He will go with a 6-foot senior, champion Logan DeBoer, averaging 8.7 points per contest on the year. Jacob Dutchman is a 6'3" sophomore. He averages 5.5 points per game on the season. Ryan Hager, a 6'2" sophomore, averaging 9.4 points per game. Gabe Schmidt is a 6-foot senior. Schmidt averaging 3.6 points per contest. And the other starter is Johnny Pelz averages 16.2 points per game and 7.9 rebounds per game on the season. In the first game against Auburn, Pelz led the way with 23 points and 7 rebounds in that game, while Jacob Dutchman scored a dozen in that contest for Lincoln Lutheran. For the Auburn Bulldogs tonight, Coach Jim Weeks, starting 5, will be 6'3" sophomore Nixon Liguori, 6-foot junior Maverick Binder, 6'2" junior Peyton Bowden, 6'4" senior Skylar Roybal, and 6'8" senior Carson Leslie. Auburn doesn't use the stats, doesn't provide stats during the season, so understand that. It's been that way for years. But they have a pretty good balanced attack. They play a good hard-nosed aggressive defense, and they shoot the ball pretty well, and usually a good free throw shooting team as well. Auburn is 5-2 in the month of February. They are allowing their opponents this year 34 points per game, and they've held their points to 30 or under 9 times this season. Defense wins championships, and that's the motto for the Bulldogs, is defense. While they give up 34 points a game to teams with winning records this year, the Bulldogs are allowing 47.2 points per game. For Lincoln Luther, they are averaging 57.2 points per game and 24.7 rebounds per game on the season. So it's going to be a very interesting matchup, as we said. The winner moves on to the state tournament. Auburn today and the wild card points in C1 are sitting in the 8th position. Lincoln Lutheran sits in the 9th position. So unless there are some upsets, they would be like an 8 seed next week of the boys' state tournament. We'll find out how that all goes. There's a number of teams below them that are still playing in tonight's district finals. Right now, we'll take another 2-minute break. We'll come back, and the start of this ball game will be upon us, coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you. Life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay. Bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions. Global presence with small-town spirit.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Dribble. Works off the pick by Leslie. Hands off now to Bowden again, and back it goes to Liguori. Liguori driving in, left side. Stop. Popped off the glass. Good. Nixon Liguori puts Auburn up now 5-0. Quickly the other way, the Warriors to the left side at the elbow. Extended beyond the three-point line is Hager. Hager used up his dribble. Now takes the ball out to Hoffman around the perimeter now. Again to Pels. Pels looking to back in. Roybal's got the job on him defensively. Take it back out between the circle. With the ball. Pels, right side. Dribble drive. That's coming into Will Juergens now. Juergens, Leslie's got him trapped on the baseline. Loose ball. Turnover, and Auburn comes down with the basketball. Ending up with the ball is going to be Auburn. I believe that was Roybal with it. Now on the right side, give it out top. Nixon Liguori swinging around to Binder on the left side in front of the Warrior bench. Binder, right side. Bowden thought about a long one, didn't take it. Binder will take one from the right side and bury it. A great start for the Bulldogs. Maverick Binder with a triple. Timeout called by the Warriors. It's quickly 8-0 and Auburn with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we've played less than 3 minutes, and Auburn is off to an 8-0 start here at home against Lincoln Lutheran tonight in this Class C1 district final. Dutchman inbound the ball to the right side. He'll take it over there to Ryan Hager. He'll work it up to the front court. Hager moves up, dishes the ball off, now to DeBoer. DeBoer gets it back. Now working the ball is Dutchman. He came back in the ballgame. Little foul called on, I believe that's going to be on Leslie. Let's see. Scorer's table across from us, so we can't always tell. It's Carson Leslie with his first foul of the ballgame. Went to Whaley Goozle. It gets posted to the board. Bring the ball into the corner. Pels, three ball left side. It's up and down. Johnny Pels with a triple makes it 8-3. Auburn with the lead. To the front. Left side. Binder. Back to the corner to Bowden for a triple. It's up. It's good from the left corner. Peyton Bowden is Auburn's second triple of the ball game. It's 11-3. Pels on the drive up. Missed it. Double team defensively. Rebound brought down to the Bulldogs. And then Pels commits a foul, running up from behind to try to get the ball slapped away. That's not a foul that you want that guy committing if your coach just Bowen. First foul on Pels. Second team foul on the Warriors. All right, inbound at midcourt. Peyton Bowden for Auburn. They go all the way backcourt underneath the basket where Maverick Binder comes up with a loose ball on the inbound. Ethan Ringler into the ballgame now, a 6-foot senior for the Warriors. 11-3 Auburn looking to add on here. Out top, Liguori, left side, lobs in for Leslie, makes a tough catch, turn around, a little hook shot, right hand, good. Carson Leslie with five here in the first quarter, worked quickly the other way. Cut off there is Logan DeBoer, swinging around the perimeter to the left side. Handling the ball now, Pels. Johnny Pels back in on Roybal, lost his dribble, got it back. Out top, swinging right side, Dutchman. Pass up a triple. He'll give it out to the top on the right side to Schmidt. Right side now, Dutzman again. Hold down, three ball up and good from the right elbow. Dutzman with the triple makes it 13-6. Auburn with the lead in the ball game. A couple of triples inside. The ball goes. Roybal gets double teamed and lost the handle on the basketball. We'll go the other way now in the paint. Little runner in and out, no good for DeBoer. Rebound picked up by Nixon Liguori. And the Bulldogs will bring the ball up at the 3:20 mark of the first quarter. 13-6 Auburn. Binder seesaws with the basketball on the right side, off to Liguori. Missouri hold. Looks to go baseline. He does. Into the paint. Up and got it. Had to finger roll that in there. He was almost directly under the basket and was able to put it up and in on the right side off the backboard. Now into Pels, left side, fall away, up on the rim, no. Rebound, loose, and we got a foul. Players went up, the ball got spiked to the floor. Foul will go on Auburn, I believe, on Binder. It is Maverick Binder with his first foul. Team foul number two. The Warriors will inbound from the baseline. They've got another sub going out of the game now, is Schmidt. Inbounding is Logan Lebo. He gets it into the right side. Free throw line extended beyond the three-point line. Dribbles down, cut off. Back out on the left side now. Work the ball around the perimeter. Hells looking, backing in on Roybal. Now it's Leslie. It's up with the left hand. It's no good. The rebound grabbed by Peyton Bowden. It got deep, but two defenders there. Working on the Auburn defense. 2.5 to play, first period. 15-6, Auburn with the lead at the other end. Binder all the way to the hole. In traffic, up and good. He's got 5, and it's 17-6. An 11-point Auburn advantage. At the other end, out on the right side, takes the ball down to Lebo. Lebo backs it out of there, hands the ball around the perimeter. Ringler inside, it goes up and down. Turn around, no good for DeBoer. DeBoer can't get it to go, and Binder with the rebound for the Bulldogs. Auburn looking for a fifth straight trip to the C1 state tournament. Binder drive all the way to the hole, up, and a foul, and that may be a big one. I think Johnny Pelz picked up his second foul right there. They go to the scorer's table, and the foul is going to be on Johnny Pelz. That's his second. He is the leading scorer for the Warriors, and at the free throw line is Maverick Binder. 5 in the ball game, looking for number 6 and 7 here. It's up. It's good. The lead is now 12. Minute 52 to go here in quarter number 1. Second free throw coming for Binder. Ryan Hager in there along with Ethan Ringler. Binder makes both free throws. And it's 19-6 Auburn, a 13-point advantage. To the front court, Logan Lebo hands the ball forward to the right side. Into the middle to Hager, works the free throw circle. Back out of there, driving in with the ball is Ringler. Ball away in the paint, up and good. He worked his way right in front of the basket and able to put it up and in. Don't get overly excited about a 10-point lead or an 11-point lead because these teams both did that to each other on February 9th. Over the far side, it'll be Binder with the basketball. A minute 20 to work in the first quarter. Binder dribbles, moving left. Into the paint he goes, right side, up, and no. Leslie had the rebound stripped away. Bowden ends up with it out here midcourt. Back to Binder in the middle. Roybal down the lane, right hand off the glass, up and good. Skyler Roybal with his first two of the ball game, and it's 21-8 Auburn with the lead. The other end we go, a handoff underneath, knocked away, Auburn, knocked away by Liguori. Binder coming up with it with 48 seconds to go. He's going to launch a three from the top, no, chased down on the rebound, and it's off of the Warriors. Leslie giving chase, the 6'8 senior, chasing it down there along with Will Juergens. And Leslie, if he made contact, able to knock it off of Juergens. Roybal back. He's got blood on him. They grab the spray. They grab the glove. He's going to check out of the ball game. And Auburn brings in their first substitute of the evening. Checking in, Austin Levine. Levine in the ball game now. Bringing it in off the baseline. Now Maverick Binder out in front of the Warrior bench. He'll work back toward the top with 36 seconds to go. Binder starts left, out to Liguori. Sophomore pounds the dribble into the floor, out on the right sideline. Now back over to Binder. 24 on the clock. Looks like they're playing for one. Chasing the ball out top, back and forth is Hager. Now he just stands there. Let's Liguori dribble the ball. Lob it over to Binder. 12, 11, and now the Bulldogs will start to move with 8 on the clock. binder, but the Jets have now six. Long three, off the mark, no. Rebound put back up by Auburn, no good by Bowden. And that ends your first quarter. It's the Auburn Bulldogs 21, Lincoln Lutheran Warriors 8. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
21-8, Auburn Bulldogs leading the Lincoln Lutheran Warriors here after one quarter tonight at Auburn in the C1 District Final. When's the best time of the year? You get the band winning away, a packed house, a state tournament trip on the line. Lots of fun in the gym tonight here at Auburn High School. Auburn to inbound the ball. Bowden will bring it in backcourt for Roybal. Roybal will hand it off, and Maverick Binder brings the ball to the front for the Bulldogs. Maverick Binder working to the right side, sees a crease, heads for the basket, tipped away, loose ball, picked up, and it's Gabe Schmidt up the front. Passes the ball forward to DeBoer, back out to the top, a three ball up, in and out, no good by Dukesman. Rebound, Binder ends up with the basketball, and Auburn on the attack again. Maverick to the front court, right side, beyond the three-point line, off it goes, gives the ball up to Roybal. Cross court, Leslie, now to Liguori. Liguori dribbles and gives it back up again, now to Roybal. He's wrapped some tape around his knee. Inside to Leslie, up and good. That's the way the Bulldogs start the ball game with a Leslie bucket, although it was a three-point play. He's got seven early on, and it's 23-8. Auburn steal it. It's going to be Maverick Binder with the basketball for the Bulldogs, and the Bulldog defense doing the job so far in this ball game. Roybal out top with the basketball, looks around, off the right side now, it goes, handling it. It's going to be Liguori down the lane. Shot rejected by Dukesman. Auburn recovers it. Bowden with it. Hands the ball off, and it goes to Liguori. Back into Bowden. He gave an up and under fake, and a defender landed on his back. Saddle him up, and the foul will go against Logan DeBoer. His first team foul, number four on the Warriors. Auburn inbound for the baseline. And it's going to be in from Liguori, into Roybal, one dribble, up and in, and the Bulldogs are up 25-8. At the other end, the Bulldog defense, pretty stifling so far, in, blocked by Leslie, loose ball recovered by the Warriors. Getting that paint, Leslie said no, no. Now the ball is loose, it's going to be a held ball that will stay with the Warriors this time. Reaching in there, grabbing at it, was going to be, and is, Nixon Liguori. The Warriors bring off the bench Ethan Ringler, a 6-foot senior. Sitting down will be Ryan Hager. Two triples and a two-pointer for the Warriors so far, and that's it. Now bring the ball out, swing it around, and driving to the hole, spinning in. Leslie blocked it away as it's put up by DeBoer. The Warriors have it again. Moving the ball across the floor here. Now take the ball out top again. Swing it around. And the ball goes into Dukesman. Dukesman will hand it back out the top to Ringler. Nowhere to go. Auburn's got him shut off from getting inside. Boy, it looked like he stepped inside out of bounds. Instead, it's a blocking foul on the Bulldogs. Who are they going to call that on? Let's see. They're going to call that on Carson Leslie. His second, team foul number 3 on the Bulldogs. 25-8 Auburn, up by 17. And again, the Warriors inbound from the baseline. Triggering will be Gabe Schmidt. Brings it in there to Dutchman. Looks like it got loose momentarily. He'll give it off to DeBoer. Now back the other way with the basketball on the left side. Johnny Pell's back in there. Pell's back and in. Roybal hit the deck. The ball is loose. Roybal did a little acting job that time, trying to draw the foul. That would have been the third on Pell's. And the Warriors swinging around the perimeter defensively. Jumper from 15 up. No good. Rebound to Maverick. Maverick Binder off the miss by Gabe Schmidt. 5:03 to play in the half. 25-8 Auburn. Roybal with it to Binder. Binder went left. Gives it up there now. Still in. Austin Levine. To Liguori. Dribbles. Gives the ball away to Roybal again between the circles. Roybal down the lane, right side, it rolls off. Offensive rebound, and put back to left hand, Austin Levine. And we've got a foul. And the foul will put him in the line for a three-point opportunity. Levine gets the rebound, he gets fouled. And a timeout called by the Warriors. 27-8, our score, Auburn with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is proud to continue the tradition of Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980. Two $1,700 scholarships, one in business and one in agriculture, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High Schools and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2023 senior students should see your school counselor for an application. Deadline is April 1st. Frontier Bank, member FDIC, in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
That last foul against the Warriors is called on Gabe Schmidt, his first team foul, number 5 of this first half against the Warriors. Auburn has been whistled 3 times so far, 2 of them, though, on Carson Leslie for the Bulldogs. Auburn will be at the free throw line. The first of Austin Levine trying to complete a 3-point play. Auburn up by 19 at the moment, trying to make it 20 here with a free throw. 4:41 left, period number 2. C1 district final action. It's up and good. 28-8 Auburn with 4:38 to go in the half. And the front court now off the right side. Nothing easy offensive for the Warriors. Auburn contesting everything, keeping them outside that 3-point line. They go inside, knocked away. Ends up in the hands of Peyton Bowden. He'll hand it to Binder, and here comes Auburn again. Binder skating on the left side, off to Roybal. Right side now to Bowden. Peyton Bowden back and out with the dribble. Off the left side is going to be Liguori. Liguori off to Roybal. Right side of the floor between the circles. Back to Bowden and out to Maverick. Maverick Binder holds it. Coming around to the screen. Cut off. He'll float back to the left sideline with the dribble. Binder faking. Keeps the dribble. The hands off now to Liguori. Back to Binder. Right sideline beyond the 3-point line. Free throw line extended way after. Bounce pass to Roybal. He'll take it cross court. 3-pointer up and down. Nixon Liguori with the long one and the assist to Roybal. And it's 31-8 Auburn. To the front, reverse layup is no good by DeBoer. Maverick Binder with another rebound for the Bulldogs. It's a 31-8 lead for Auburn. Binder around defender, kicks it out. 3-pointer up. Good again. Peyton Bowden with his second triple this time. And it's 34-8 Auburn up by 26. Steal taken away by Nixon Liguori. Gives it to Bowden. Who's going to shoot the 3 this time? Binder hasn't fired one up in a while. Maverick Binder, 2 Warriors coming off the bench. Binder pulls up, leaves the ball back, and it's taken away. Pell's had it, and Roybal reached in and gets called for the foul. probably saved an easy buzzer at the other end that time. Skyler's first foul, team foul number four. Now three subs coming in. Will Juergens into the ball game again. Ryan Hager is back in. He's a starter. And let's see. Who else? Hells is in there. Juergens. Dillon is over the far side. Ethan Ringler is in the game. 6 foot senior. Off the right side now. Logan Lebo. I think he just checked back in as well. Lebo swinging around left side and Hells. Three ball up and off the back iron. No. Rebound, Nixon Liguori on the weak side with 2:30 to play in the half. Auburn up 34-8. Matt Binder to the front court. Close to the left, gives off to Roybal. And now to Liguori. Liguori dribbles up, draws a double team, backs out, keeps the dribble. Now spins into the paint between defenders. Off the glass for two. He's got nine, and the Bulldogs are up 36-8. We're wondering how tight this game would be, thinking it might be one of the best games we see, but not so far. Auburn owns it. In drive, pull up, and off the glass, good. Ryan Hager, nice move for him. 36-8. That ends a 17-0 run for the Bulldogs. At the other end, it's going to be out for three for Liguori, and up it down. He's got a dozen in the ballgame. That's his second triple, and it's 39-8 Auburn. A 20-2 run now for the Bulldogs. Back and in, Pels kicks the ball out to Ringler for three on the rim. No. Rebound grabbed by Austin Levine. Auburn has only went five, making six deep in this ballgame so far. The Warriors have went eight deep. Binder around a defender. Dishes off with a bounce pass underneath. Up good for Austin Levine. He's got five in the ballgame. It's 41-10. Steal by the Bulldogs by Nixon Liguori. And now Binder will bring it up with 54 seconds to go in the first half. Up by 31. Binder around a defender. Stops at the top of the key. Backs out. Binder between the legs. Keeps the dribble. No count going on. They're not close enough to it. Out setting the screen is Levine. Left side. Now Foden. Back to Binder. They're going to hold for one here, I think. Over the left side. Foden has it right on the sideline. Back out to Binder in the midcourt circle. Coach Weeks out here to the midcourt. The referee says, get back, Coach. He's about 4 feet out on the floor, almost to the midcourt stripe. Now working around Binder. Just dribbles it back and forth. 12, 11, 10 on the clock. Around a defender, he pulls up, keeps the dribble, 7 on the clock, 6. He's going to fire a long one. It's up off the mark, no good. And a rebound by the Warriors. They throw it the length of the court, but nothing they can do there. And Coach Jeff Cohen, not very happy with the official out there at the moment. At halftime, it is Auburn 41 and Lincoln Lutheran's Warriors 10. Auburn holds Lincoln Lutheran to 2 points in quarter number two and lead 41-10 at halftime. In the second quarter, 20-2, Auburn outscores the Warriors. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll be back and look at the halftime numbers brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime at Auburn, Nebraska. It's the Class C1 District Final, and the Auburn Bulldogs are leading in a big way over the Lincoln Lutheran Warriors here at halftime. 41-10, Auburn out to Lincoln Lutheran, 21-8 in the first quarter, and 20-2 in quarter number two, including a 17-0 run at one point, extending from quarter number one to quarter number two. For Lincoln Lutheran in the first half, they have two players with three-pointers, Jacob Dutchman and Johnny Pell. Ethan Ringler has two, and Ryan Hager has two. Pell's got two fouls in the first quarter, set out for a little while, but Auburn has really had the clamp on him. He's the only player with more than two fouls, more than one foul. For Lincoln Lutheran, they have not attempted a free throw yet in this ball game. For the Bulldogs in the first half, 4-for-4 at the free throw line. Nixon Liguori leading the way with a dozen, including a couple of three-pointers in that second quarter. And Reminder, 7 points all in the first quarter. Peyton Boone had a couple long ones for six. 4 for Skyler Roybal, 5 for Austin Levine, and 7 for Carson Leslie. The Bulldogs had 4-for-4 at the line. Carson Leslie with two fouls, nobody else with more than one in the first half tonight for Auburn Bulldogs. And the score, 41-10, Auburn with the lead over Lincoln Lutheran. In another game tonight over on sister station KTNC. Final score, Falls City Sacred Heart 66, Potter Dix 44, 66-44. Congratulations to Doug Goltz and the Irish, headed back to the state tournament again for another crack at a state title. We'll see how they can get what they can get done next week. So far, Johnson Brock in the state tournament next week. We'll cover their boys. Sacred Heart in the state tournament next week. We'll cover their boys and Auburn. With a 31-point lead at halftime, looking good for the Bulldogs. Don't forget, girls basketball state tournament action tomorrow night. Johnson Brock in action tomorrow night, 7:45 as they take on Cedar Catholic. And then on Thursday morning, on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC, Fall City Sacred Heart takes on Layton. Right now, we're going to take a break. Logan, our studio engineer, we're going to do it a little different. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll check the weather, and then just another 60-second break after that as we're running a little short on time here at halftime. 41-10, Auburn leads back after this on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
February is Heart Month.
So here are some tips from Nemaha County Hospital to live a heart-healthy life. Be active. Eat a heart-healthy diet. Limit alcohol intake. Maintain a healthy weight. Manage stress. And keep cholesterol and blood pressure under control. Taking care of your heart is one of the most important things you can do for yourself. Nemaha County Hospital, providing you with quality care every time.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 32. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 53 tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. 29 tomorrow night, cloudy. Low 40s Thursday with a chance for mixed precipitation. Chance for snow on Friday, highs in the mid-40s. About an inch of snow Thursday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting their first career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 35 businesses and organizations have registered and will be offering a variety of jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in our local area. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt. Don't miss the first annual career fair at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville, Kansas, this Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open to the public.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
At Auburn, Nebraska, it's halftime. The Bulldogs are leading the Lincoln Lutheran Warriors 41-10. Lincoln Lutheran ranked number 5 in C1. Auburn ranked number 6. Lincoln Lutheran beat the Bobcats February 9th, 52-51, but here tonight, the Bulldogs have played extremely well on both ends, defense and offense. They've shot it well, and they have defended it extremely well here in the first half tonight. If you're just joining us over on Sister Station ATS tonight, Fall City State Hearts beat Potter Dick 66-44. So far, the Irish shot the Brock Boys to state tournament. Next week for the boys, girls of the state tournament starting tomorrow night. And Auburn trying to become a third boys team will be covering a state tournament next week. We are ready. It's Bulldog basketball to start quarter number 3 here at Auburn tonight. The Bulldogs go right to left towards the east bucket here in this second half. And it will be inbounded at midcourt, bringing it in. Peyton Bowden, he's in there with Maverick Binder, Skyler Roybal, Carson Leslie, and who am I missing? Nixon Liguori over there on the far side. All right, Roybal, free throw line. Pass to the corner, Bowden back out to the top. Roybal in the free throw circle, getting a hill even for Maverick Binder. He comes to a double team. They're trying to trap, and they're going to have to do something special here. And it's knocked away from Roybal and stolen away by the Warriors. And up the floor, 3-on-1, and a layup up and good by Johnny Pels. Just his second bucket of the night. He's got 5, and Coach Weeks takes a quick timeout to talk it over. We'll be back after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Bulldog basketball ready to go here. Down or up 41-12. Although they're down 2-0 here to start the third quarter. Maverick Binder up the floor with the basketball. John Nix along with you here on Sunny 101.3. And tonight we provide the voice track for the Auburn Strive video. Here tonight, welcome along all of you watching on Strive. Out of the right side with Roybal working into the paint. Roybal turns, spins him the other way. No. Rebound. Leslie. Up and good. Carson Leslie. 9 points for him. It's 43-12. And a quick throw to the middle. Leslie knocks it away. And it is not saved. It goes off the Warriors. The Warriors couldn't hang on to it. Roybal will inbound against full court pressure. Off to the right side of the floor. It comes in to Peyton Bowden. He's all the way up the floor to Maverick Binder. And a whistle and a foul. And he'll be in line to shoot two. This foul going to go on Logan DeBoer. His second team foul, number one. Matt Binder to the free throw line. 2 for 2. Has not scored since the first quarter. Now he has. 44-12. Auburn. They are 5 for 5 at the line of the ball game. Second one up and rattled home. Well, if you can shoot free throws, it's just huge. 45-12, Auburn up by 33. Pels for three from the right side. Up, no, rebound, held ball, and that's going to stay on the Warrior end this time. Tied up there was Dutzman, and I think Leslie. Carson, 6'8", senior, doing a good job in there, guarding the middle. Bring the ball into Pels. He dropped it. It's picked up by Roybal. And Roybal will hand it to Maverick Binder. And Binder, the junior, will work it up the floor. Here comes a trap in midcourt. Roybal on the right sideline now. They try to trap him. And he drives to the hole, and it sits on the flat iron, and it won't go in. Leslie couldn't hang on to the rebound. And Roybal, I don't know that he established himself back inside in the court of play before he grabbed that basketball. So Auburn adjusting to the pressure now, put on by the Warriors off the left side. They need to score a bunch in a hurry. Pels had it knocked loose, recovers it. Right sideline at the elbow, the wing out there. Passes off, gets it right back. He drives on Roybal, bumps, elbow bump into Leslie. Went up and went down. Well, when you run into Carson Leslie, it hurts. Especially when you land on the floor. Pels gets up limping. Bradford's left leg, his knee, it looked like. No foul. He'll leave the ball game. Back in is Ethan Ringler. 5:55 to go in the third. Leslie comes back to get the ball. Now to Roybal. He'll fake the handoff to Binder. Split the two defenders. Nice play. To the front court with the basketball. Leslie, left side, dribbled it and taken away. When you're 6'8", you don't necessarily want to dribble it. Turn around and shoot it. Quickly at the other end, off the glass, up and good. Hager with his second bucket makes it 45-14. Nixon Liguori doubled on the sideline. Pass knocked away and stolen. Here come the Warriors. DeBoer with it. Picked up his dribble. Needs help. Gets it away now to Gabe Schmidt. Over to the right side. Three-pointer up and down for Ryan Hager. He's got 7. 5 in the quarter. It's 45-17. 5:03 to go. A lot of time left. But boy, they are going to have to get hot and stay hot, or the Lincoln Lutheran Warriors. And get stops on the defensive end, which they've been doing. Nope, not this time. Roybal with the entry pass to Leslie. And Carson Leslie in double figures as he just turns around and puts it off the glass for two more. Dribbling in, leaning, firing, it's up, it won't go. Leslie clears the rebound off the miss of Hager. Leslie to Binder at the 4:30 mark of the third quarter. Auburn up by 30, 47-17. Binder works to the right, gives the boat high post. Roy will between the circles. Pass tip, but Bowden got it. Now it comes back the other way. Roybal moving left into the paint to a triple team. Dumps it to Leslie. Spins off the glass, and he got another one. Boy, he is so much improved over the couple of years. 49-17, biggest lead of the ball game for Auburn. At the other end, in and out, no good in the paint for Schmidt. Rebound, and here comes Mav Biner with 3:55 to go in the third. Take the ball to the left side. Liguori, three ball, up no. Tip in on the weak side, up and good, Wesley. He's got eight in the quarter, it's 51-17. Auburn by 34. At the other end, it was a good start for the Warriors, but boy, Auburn has kicked it in gear again. And now a handoff underneath, and a layup with the finger roll. Deutschman with the bucket. He's got five in the game. He had a triple earlier in the game, 51-19 now. And now we get a reach-in foul as Biner came up the floor. Foul will be on Logan DeBoer, his third. Team foul number two of the half. And here comes Pels back in for the Warriors. Also checking in, Cooper May, a 6'2 senior. And Logan Lebo. Cooper May might be a familiar name to the listeners around the Fall City area. His dad Mark from Fall City. Now high post to Roybal. Out on the right side, Bowden. Down the middle, knocked away. They tried to get to Roybal. Lebo to the front court with a pass, and Pels runs it down on the sideline. Skips it across to the left side, into the paint, and back out now to Lebo it goes. Lebo dribbles, can't find a way to penetrate. Now taking the left side, working the ball over there, Cooper May. And now over the right side, Pels, and it's loose. Roybal picked it up, falling out of bounds, fires it off the leg of Johnny Pels, and the ball goes out of bounds. Auburn basketball. It's going your way. It's going your way. 51-19 Auburn. Bring it to Liguori, now to Binder. Auburn now has as many points as they had when they played this team the first time a couple of weeks ago. Binder, well, they lost that one 52-51. And Binder finds Roybal all alone underneath the basket. And he puts it off the glass for two more. 53-19 Auburn. Up by 34 again. And the ball is knocked out of bounds to the far end, deflected by Auburn off the Warriors. 2:31 to go in the third. And Auburn with the ball in the deep corner on the right side. Into Binder, double team. And he's going to be a timeout called by Auburn. Auburn timeout to save the possession. They're up 53-19. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny, 101.3.
2 minutes, 29 seconds to go here in quarter number three. The only complaint we have about the Auburn gymnasium where we sit is they have the baskets where you can play, split the court and go the other way. So they got two courts. But when the baskets are hanging down from their supports, you can't see the clock, the whole thing. You got to kind of lean left, lean right, maybe lean down a little bit. Otherwise, an excellent facility. Our only complaint. Here's Roybal to the front, and we're not complaining too hard. Here's the ball taken away, stolen by Ringler all the way to the front. Dishes it off to Pels. Pels gets the ball away and out. He'll shoot it for three and hit the shot. Johnny Pels now with eight, and it's 51-22. That steal, by the way, was made by Cooper May. Excuse me. Auburn gets the ball in, Bowden against full court pressure. Gets away Liguori. He'll fire it up to Roybal. Off battle, that's goaltending, yep. Roybal went to roll it up there, and one of the Warriors, I didn't tell which one, got up and knocked it away, so Roybal will get the bucket on the goaltend. That gives him eight. again, Coach Jess Ballins pleading with the official, going, really? Or no way, that's goaltending, he says. Well, I thought it was from up here. 55-22, Auburn. And now technical on Coach Ballins. Technical foul will give Auburn some free throws here. So it's 55-22. So a technical on the coach. He was very upset, and he has been a couple of times during his ball game. And now we're going to put Maverick Binder to the free throw line to shoot the technicals. 1:43 left in this third. Auburn up by 34. That's as close as they've come to a miss tonight. 56-22. And now to take it to the biggest lead of the game, he does. Auburn up 57-22 with 1:43 to go, and they get the basketball. All right, the ball comes in, backcourt to Binder. He's being chased back there by Ethan Ringler. Over the top, right side, Liguori. Outside three-point line, jumps, gives in to Roybal, and he is rejected, but it goes to Bowden. He'll throw it in and put it up and in. Peyton Bowden now with eight. That's his first two-pointer of the night, 59-22. At the other end, Pels for three. No rebound to Leslie. He'll clear it out of there to Binder. 59-22, with 1:12 to go in the third. That goes to Roybal, to Binder. Binder in the paint, outright. Bowden thought about it, didn't take it. Back to Maverick Binder with 1 minute to go in the third. A three ball would turn us into a running clock game here for Auburn. Inside Leslie, right side, doubled and fouled with 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. Foul will go. Again, we're on the wrong side for the scorer's table here. That's going to be on Johnny Pels. That's his third foul. Team foul number three of the half. Auburn has been whistled for a foul yet in this third period. And only four for the game. Bring the ball in. Roybal spins, leans, rejected, but fouled again. He'll go to the line to shoot two. This foul is going to be on Jacob Dutzman, his first. Team foul number four. And Skyler Roybal will go to the line for the first time tonight. Skyler's got 8 points in this contest. And he's got nine. That makes it 60-22. 50 seconds to go. Roybal up and good. Boy, they are deadly at the free throw line. 61-22, Auburn by 39. Auburn will bring into the game Austin Levine, who has 5 points on the night. Up the floor with it. Now get the ball away to Cooper May, right side. And a cutter down the lane, and a layup good. May with the assist to Ringler. His second hoop, and it's 61-24. 30 seconds to go. Auburn likes to hold for one. Roybal dribbles up. Down the right side, going to take it to the hole. Up, missed it. Got down on the ground. Rebound to the Warriors. They bring it up. May drives in, and a foul on Maverick Binder. That'll be his second foul. First foul of the half on the Bulldogs. 16.7 seconds left in the third. Bring the ball in from the baseline, looking, and the holding foul called on Nixon Liguori on the inbound. His first, team foul number two on the Bulldogs. 16 seconds to go now. Everybody for the Warriors lines up on the free throw line. And they get it in, and Roybal, ow, that hit him right in the thumb. It went from the baseline. Roybal got a thumb on it. His left thumb, and it looked like it jammed a little bit. The ball just skidded off that thumb right out of bounds on the side. So now it'll be Johnny Pell's inbound for the Warriors. They'll bring it in. Backcourt with the ball, Gabe Schmidt. Schmidt hands off, taken away by Bowden. Up the floor, Auburn, 6 seconds to go. Binder to the front. Pulls up. Troy will know he got traveling before the shot. It will give the ball back to the Warriors with 2 seconds to go. Auburn brings into the ball game Fenton Wenzel, a 5'10 freshman. Binder will sit down. 2 seconds to go in the third. And the ball, throw it forward. Pels, catch, shoot, no. After three, it's Auburn 61 and Lincoln Lutheran 24. Back 1 minute on 71.3.
Are you experiencing pain or discomfort in your knees, hips, or shoulders? Maybe now is the right time to call Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Conveniently located at Community Medical Center in Fall City, Dr. Streit's care is unmatched in the region with orthopedic and sports medicine services. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his professional staff to set up a consultation. The road to recovery is with Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Auburn High School, the home of the Bulldogs, and the Bulldog fans are smelling a trip to Lincoln next week. 61-24, they lead. 1 quarter to go here, leading Lincoln Lutheran. They outscored Lincoln Lutheran 20-14 in the third quarter. That's as close as we've had. And as Auburn brings inbounds, Coach Weeks calls a timeout to discuss something that he didn't think was going right. Full timeout by Auburn, up by 61-24, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Auburn High School. Bulldogs with a huge lead over Lincoln Lutheran 61-24. 7 seconds gone in the fourth quarter here. The lead is 37. Auburn ball, right? At midcourt, bring it in backcourt. Maverick Binder coming to front, cross court to Nixon Liguori. Right side, Roybal beyond the 3-point line into Leslie. Left hand of the lane. Up and good. Boy, he has been on fire tonight. He's got 17. He leads all scores in the ballgame. Long three for the Warriors off the mark for Deucement. Rebound, Nixon Liguori, the sophomore. This is our Peru State College game of the week. One of them. More basketball tomorrow night on Sunny 101.3. Johnson Brock and Cedar Cavigan, the girls' state tournament. Take the ball in the middle. Leslie, head and shoulder fake. Passes it out of the lane. And now he gets it back near the free throw line. Out top, a three ball for Bowden. Won't go. Roybal, the rebound and a foul on the putback. And Roybal goes down hard, holding his left calf. Foul will be called. Let's see who they got. Is it DeBoer? It is. Logan DeBoer picks up his fourth foul. Roybal up. Limping to the free throw line, but looks okay. Could have just been a nasty grab you in the leg Charlie horse. He's back up. The referee says, why don't you go over to the bench and we'll bring somebody in to shoot these free throws. So Roybal heads to the bench and in to shoot the free throws for the Auburn senior is going to be Benton Wenzel. So he comes off the bench. Auburn a perfect 10 for 10 at the line, so the pressure's really on the freshman here to keep that streak going. Deep knee bend up. Nothing but the bottom of the hole. And the lead is now 40. We got a running clock going now. As soon as we get back to live action with 7 minutes to go, it's a running clock. He nails them both. All right. 65 to 24, running clock game. Favor of Auburn. A drive down the floor, up, and a layup is good. We got a foul on Auburn. And there's no basket. That was before the shot. Auburn foul on Nixon Liguori. His second. Carson Leslie checks out to a nice hand, well deserved by the Auburn fans. Bring the ball into Deutschman. Deutschman drives in, spins, and he lost the ball, got it back. Throws it out top now to Ringler. Ringler in the middle, and a turnaround jumper. No good by Will Jurgens. Rebound brought down by Liguori. He'll give it to Binder. Binder to Liguori. Double teamed on the sideline. Across court now to Peyton Bowden. In the left corner, get the ball out of there to the freshman down there, Wenzel. Right side, three ball, Liguori, right side, up and down. He's got 15, and it's now 68-24, Auburn. Inside, and Maverick Binder blocks the shot that's put up, and the clock continues to run. Auburn starting to bring some more players into the ballgame now. Nolan Gardner, a 6'5 sophomore, checking in. He'll go in there for Liguori. Last thing you want to do for Auburn now is get somebody injured here late in this ballgame. Running clock and a 44-point advantage. Never did we expect this. Driving up off the glass, no good. Rebound grabbed by Austin Levine. Auburn walking it up. Binder off the left side. Bowden, he'll get it there to Levine. Levine out on the right side and a three-pointer up. Too strong for Nolan Gardner. Rebound, Levine. He'll get it out of there to Binder. Top of the key, fake the three, dribbles. Now he'll just dribble at the clock run here down to 4:53. Right side pass, Gardner back to Maverick Binder. Left side corner shot up, off, no good for Wenzel. Follow up by Levine is good. Austin Levine with 7 in the ball game. It's 70-24 Auburn. At the other end now, working around the right side, and a three ball up off the mark, no good by Cooper May. Rebound to Binder. More subs ready to come in on the next break. Coach Week says, I want to change some players here. So into the game for Auburn, Lance Binder, a 5'11 sophomore, and Matt Binder checks out. Also in, Logan DeBoer back in, playing their final home game here tonight for Auburn. Skylar Roybal, 6'4 senior. Austin Levine, a 6'4 senior. Here's a steal by the Warriors, and a blocking foul will be called on the Bulldogs here. Carson Leslie, a 6'8 senior, playing his last home game for the Bulldogs here, and what a way to go out. Foul on Auburn on Benton Wenzel. At the free throw line is Gabe Schmidt to shoot a pair. First one up, first one good. Auburn brings off the bench Cameron Leslie, a 6-foot sophomore. 70-25 our score. Schmidt ready. Rattles around, won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Austin Levine. Those are the first two free throws of the night. Shot by Lincoln Lutheran. To the front, Levine. Into the paint, elevates, pass to the corner. Probably went. We can't see who's down in that corner, but we've got a whistle. Stoppage of play. The clock will continue to move. Into the game for the Bulldogs now. Here comes first Moody, a 6'2 sophomore. He checks in there for Levine. All right. Inbound from the corner. out top with it. The point now, Benton Wenzel. Wenzel working, gives the ball off now to Lance Binder. And Binder trying to come back to the left side. The ball goes out of bounds. So the Bulldogs with four players in double figures tonight. Next in for Auburn is Creighton Keeling, a 6'2 sophomore. Creighton Keeling, 6'2 and a sophomore, checks in. 2:35 as that clock continues to wind down. You're listening to Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Fall City and Auburn. Pels for a long three. It's up. It's no good. Possibly an over and back. Didn't get called there. Over the back on the rebound. The ball ends up in the hands of Will Juergens. And they're going to say he gets fouled. We'll go to the line to shoot two. 70-25 Auburn. Here comes Hudson Emshoff in, a 6'2 sophomore. Also off the Auburn bench, Landon Krause, a 6'2 sophomore. Boy, they're loaded with young kids on this Auburn team. I think that's it. I don't think there's anybody left to put in. No, it's not free throws. The ball is being inbounded. Now we got a holding foul on Auburn. That's going to be team foul number six. Six team fouls apiece. That foul on Creighton Keeling, his first. Minute 25. Bring it in now to Pels. Pels going to dribble up. Pels back and in. Kicks it back out to the top to Cooper May. Drives up. Whistle. Ball wouldn't go in the hole. He'll be at the line to shoot two. With a minute five, the clock continues to wind. What do we got here? We got a timeout called by the Warriors. They call the timeout. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
1 minute, 3 seconds left, and we resume here after the free throws from Cooper May. Logan DeBoer back in now. Sitting down will be Johnny Pels, the senior. Finishes the night with 8 points for the Lincoln Lutheran squad. Free throw for May is up and good. No? Did he miss that? Excuse me. Guess that was 1-1. Down the one right in the hole. Here's Auburn at the other end. In the paint, dribbling the ball, trying to get away is Moody. Pass it inside. Shot is blocked. It ends up in the hands of Blake Moody. And he puts it up and in. 72-27. Oh, that was a one. So that free shot near end did go in. Okay, I get it. So May got a basket and a bonus free throw. So it is now Lincoln Lutheran ball down the lane, right hand up and good. Logan DeBoer, his first two of the night. And with 19 seconds to go, Coach Bowen is going to empty his bench. Holly Palapara checks into the ball game. We've got Grant Stoll into the ball game. Jason Snyder checks in. Nathan Hawley checks in. And Colt Fiddler into the ball game for Lincoln Lutheran. All right, up the floor. Three ball on the way. No good for Auburn. Put up out there by Hudson Emshoff with 8 seconds to go. And we've got a foul. They're going to stop the clock with 4.4 seconds to go as we have 1-1 at the other end for the Warriors. At the line for the 1-1, I believe, is Grant Stuhl. Didn't check the foul. They didn't put it up on the board. Here's the free throw coming for sophomore. It's on the way up. No good. And the rebound is grabbed. And Auburn on the left hand lefty. The rebound and the final. Auburn 72. Lincoln Lutheran 29. 72-29, your final score. We'll be back to wrap it up after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Beck and Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck and Call of Falls City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck and Call LLC in Falls City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck and Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck and Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The Auburn Bulldogs are headed back to the state tournament for a fifth consecutive season. They were second last year on a buzzer beater to Ashton Greenwood. 3 years after that, they won the state championship. And the Bulldog celebration is underway. They've got their plaque. And now they're headed for Lincoln next week. Auburn in C1. Their first game will be, well, let's see, find my schedule here again. The C1 games in the opening round. Lost my schedule, imagine that. Class C1. There it is. On the boys' side, C1 will play on Wednesday, March 8th. D1 will play on Wednesday, March 8th, and D2 will play on Thursday, March 9th. So we know we've got Johnson Brock, Auburn, Falls City, Sigurd boys in the state tournament next week. This week, Johnson Brock girls and Sacred Heart girls. Here's a wrap-up on the ballgame. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College is close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. In the game tonight for Lincoln Lutheran, their leading scorer is Johnny Pels. He has held to 8 points in the game. 7 for Ryan Hager tonight. 5 for Jacob Dutzman. 4 for Ethan Ringler. Logan DeVore had 2, 1 for Gabe Schmidt, and 2 for Cooper May. They went 1-for-4 at the free throw line in tonight's ballgame. They finished the year 18 wins and 8 losses. For the Auburn Bulldogs, they improved to 19-6 on the season. Leading the way for the Bulldogs tonight is 6'8 senior Carson Leslie with 17 points in the game. Nixon Liguori had 15 tonight. 11 for Maverick Binder. He had a 6-for-6 performance at the free throw line. 10 points for Skyler Roybal. 8 for Peyton Bowden tonight. 7 for Austin Levine. And after that, it's 2 each for Burke Moody and Benton Wenzel for the Auburn total of 72. 72-29, the final. Auburn 12-for-12 at the free throw line. Had a perfect night. They'll head up to the state tournament where they'll be in action next week on Wednesday. So congratulations to Coach Jim Weeks and the Auburn Bulldogs. We'll see you all next week up at Lincoln. And also, Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart band will see you this week for the girls and next week for the boys. And Sacred Heart won tonight in D2 district finals. They beat Potter Dix out of Kearney 66-44 tonight. So that's going to wrap up our coverage for Sunny 101.3 and also on the Auburn High School Strive. We helped provide voice tracking for them tonight. So for all you Strive folks and for our Sunny 101.3 audience, good night, everybody, from Auburn, Nebraska.